Hi there, Charlie Hedges here with the next chapter with Charlie, and we are in episode 2 that is being aired while I am in Uganda working with our Ugandan staff, our leaders, and all our people with the boots on the ground. And Paul and I have pre-recorded some important thoughts that I have before leaving. Last week we talked about what is my next chapter all about. Today we're going to talk about why Wells of Life in Uganda. Why do I go to Uganda? We talked last time about influence and impact. Today we're going to talk very specifically about a specific kind of influence and a specific kind of impact, and that's for the poorest of the poor in Uganda. So let me turn it over to producer Paul to lead us on.
So you're there while we're listening to this. You're doing the work, and we're trying to imagine, what the heck is he doing there? You've been there before. You've made this commitment, a big commitment, a financial commitment, a physical commitment, a time commitment to go there. What is the impact you hope to make in this trip?
Let me step back and say the opportunity of working with the poorest of the poor, it's called, in developing world language, it's called the bottom billion.
Mm. And is it that many, the bottom billion?
Oh, wow. It is. Yeah. It is. And where the average wage is in the neighborhood of $2 to $3 a day.
Oh.
And that, it's not like that money goes a long way. $2 to $3 a day doesn't go a long way.
No.
In any economy. And yet when you go to Uganda, and we don't work in urban Uganda. We don't work where there's money and, well, although there's not a lot of money urban, there's a lot of
opportunity
poverty,
or whatnot.
But
yeah.
There is more. But we work in rural, and when I say rural, it is dirt rutted roads. I mean, it takes an hour to do a 15-minute drive, and we are out in the jungles and sparse villages and sparse huts.
No running water. No electricity.
Oh, my goodness. Not even no running water. We provide water. It's dirty water. It's water you wouldn't even stick your hands into. You know, we have photographs, Paul, of children getting water in these containers called jerry cans. They're
like gas cans, right?
They look like a gas can, exactly. It's they're 4 gallon or 5 gallon. I always mix that up because they're 40 pounds. And what is a pound per gallon?
I don't know.
A pound is 8 pounds, so it's 5 gallon cans. And standing next to them in this same dirty pond is an ox. And an ox that's defecating in these waters.
Yeah.
And drinking in these waters. That's the water they're getting. So
flies and bugs and germs
and
everything.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And so when we say no running water, they don't have not only no running water, they have no clean water, no electricity, certainly no plumbing, no toilets. They have latrines that we are teaching them. Most of the population doesn't even have latrines. We are teaching them to build latrines so they don't defecate openly, because defecating openly provides bacteria. You know, there's bacteria that flies land on, that land on the food, that create diarrhea, and diarrhea is one of the major causes of infant mortality in Africa.
Unbelievable.
And so it is extreme poverty, but I'll tell you what, man, you get a chance, and that's what Wells of Life is so good at doing, is it's so good. We do such a good job of showing donors the difference they make. That if you get a chance to go there, or if you donate a well to Wells of Life, you will get a book that has photos of your well, that has photos of the village community, photos
and their
of the
reaction
people.
To it.
And you talk about joy and gratitude. It is unlike anything you've ever seen. There is nothing comparable to the joy and gratitude of these people that have no water, that are drinking that literally crappy water, and they have access to pure, clean, safe water.
That they don't have to walk hours to fetch.
That the idea is that we have reduced the time. We've put the wells in their communities within a half a mile.
Right, okay.
It's within a half a mile. kids have time to go to school because mostly kids get the water. Kids and moms fetch the water.
And that's their full-time job. They're a beast of burden. No school for you. You got to go find some water first.
Well, there's school, but it's they miss a lot of school.
Yeah.
So that's why and it's largely girls that are going after water.
Sure.
So the girls have lesser education than the boys. And
girls are expected to do. Go cook the food, and to cook the food and clean the food, you got to go get some water. That's just part of the thing.
That's part of our process of re-education. Boy, you bring me up to a new subject that I hadn't even planned on talking about, but it is the subject of my mind because I have privileged to be in a leadership position of instituting a program with Wells of Life that's called International Protocol. It's called WASH, Water, Sanitation, and Hygiene. And we call it the Healthy Village Program.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we help people who are dying from bacteria. Bacteria is what kills.
Dysentery, all these things. Yeah,
dysentery, right. Diarrhea, it's cholera. We teach them to build latrines. We teach them to have hand washing stations. Hand washing is the number one thing that is not done because no one's washed hands for hundreds of years. I mean,
so I can't just bring the water up from underneath so they can drink it. They got to learn how to use it and how to wash with it. And how not to ruin the good water with what else
precisely
they do.
Boy, you nailed it. That's it. And it's a 9-month training program because you're changing a history,
right,
of hundreds of years of doing something a certain way. You're changing history, but we have data to show fewer deaths, many fewer people that are ill. They're back at work, they're back at school, their lives have changed. And we've given dignity to people. That is a big deal to me, Paul, is the dignity of the individuals. When we provide a well or we provide a wash program, we leave a sustainable model that they can participate in keeping that well in operation and keeping the wash program in operation. So it gives them dignity. They don't have the, pardon the phrase, the heroic white man coming over here doing his stuff. We go over, we don't hit and run, we stay there in support, but we are in the background of support as they take the lead and we follow the lead of their water user committees, their village chairman, and the district governors.
Can't all be easy, though. Can't just be you arrive, like you suggested, you know, the great white hope, I'm going to give them fire to the natives and they're going to suddenly change overnight here. You're dealing with customs, you're dealing with traditions, you're dealing with a culture that didn't grow up like we did, appreciating sanitation and understanding how to find it, how to achieve it, how to use it. So you're changing their whole way of life. What other frustrations do you face? Are there government institutions? Is it just a money problem? Is it a changing minds problem? Are you fighting the village elders or tradition or religion or what else do you face in this? I can't believe it's that easy. You just show up and everything changes.
Well, it's taken us a long learning process. We've been in business for 10 years, and we have learned from a lot of mistakes. And we now, it is not easy, Paul, but our drilling projects, for instance, in Wells of Life, it's we just raised our price on wells. Our price is $8,000, but most organizations are $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 for a well.
Okay.
So we're very low on wells, but we are state of the art. We are elite. You know, a lot of wells are being done with galvanized iron, which, you know, galvanized iron eventually is going to put rust in the water.
Yeah.
We do stainless steel pipes, stainless steel rods, class of the art pumps.
And you keep these things going. You said, I was surprised a year or two into this, how many wells, not just ones you've done, but other well-meaning organizations have drilled, and they break.
And we go back and we restore.
Nobody to fix it.
It's a machine. Right. Well, we're training. We have a whole sustainability project that we want our wells. I mean, it may be, who knows how real it is, but our goal is to have a well last for 25 years.
Yeah, wow.
That is, but it depends on the sustainability model that we can impart to the local community village members.
Most of us have very little impact in our lives. We may seek impact. We keep it, or we help our family, we help our friends whenever we can. Maybe we make some contributions at work and we get a plaque and an award along the way and a gold watch when we retire. But I got to think most of us don't make the kind of impact you guys are making there, where you affect.
But we can. You know, there are, yeah, there are things. You know, we have a Water Warriors program for $30 a month. You can just commit, and it's a repetitive $30 a month,
right,
that you can contribute to the well. And if you have the wherewithal, so $8,000 is expensive, but for $4,000, you can restore a well. Now, you got to understand, this is a community that had a well, that had clean water, and now
lost it.
They lost it. It's better not to have than to have and lose.
I think so.
And we go back and for $4,000, we can restore that well, bring back health and vitality to that village. And those are the villages that we are now implementing. We have 20 WASH programs that we're implementing as of April 1 that we will have that are villages and schools. And I'm not the big fundraiser, but I just got to tell you, bang for your buck. When you do international money, you are impacting thousands of lives where you would barely impact hundreds in the United States. And
one of the things that I'll just add to that, I can't help but add, one of the things that always appealed to me about Nick's mission and your mission as you picked up this thing and ran with it is, it has what we all seek, not the ability to make an impact, but an immediate impact. I donate to any other cause, and I feel like I'm part of an overall mission, but my couple of thousand dollars isn't going to cure cancer. It isn't going to solve poverty. But for a couple of thousand dollars, for 1,000 people, you can make an immediate impact in their life.
You can save lives. You can impact the quality of life, no stunted growth. People are out back to work. Kids are in schools.
Girls are freed from being beasts of burden. People
they
live
are.
Longer. Babies don't die. Everybody's happier, healthier. And for what we think of as not a ton of money, $4,000 or $8,000 or $30 a month, you can not only be part of a cause, overall generational change, perhaps, as they cure cancer or find an answer for some overriding problem, but you can literally go and see the peoples who you've changed. Talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. First of all, I want to tell people how they can donate, and it's just simple. Go to wellsoflife.org, www.wellsoflife.org. We have easy to donate, and we love any of your donations, anything that,
big
you,
or small,
that you offer. It's just we absolutely love you for that. But what we offer, every August, we offer donor trips. And we don't pay for the donors. The donors pay for their trip. It's not that expensive. I think the flight to Uganda is like $1,200 to $1,500 round trip. But you will spend a week, and you will be in the rural villages. You will see people. If you have donated a well, an entire village will circle around the well. They sing songs. They do dances.
For real. They're happy.
They create poetry for you. It is just, it is amazing. You go there and you're ruined for life, because the joy and the excitement and the gratitude of the people there is just so
palpable. It's real. You can touch it. You can see it.
It's a real thing.
Well, you're doing a real good work. You're doing the real thing there. Tell us how people can reach you, and then what are we going to talk about in our third? We're doing a three-part series while you're gone for 3 weeks, so take us out. Tell us how to get in touch with everybody, and then what episode three we're going to touch on.
I will repeat that you can go to Wells of Life, find out all about us, donate if you will, contribute any way that you want to contribute at wellsoflife.org. You can always, on the website, send a comment to me. Ask me anything on the website, and I will put you in contact with anyone. And we're so into the mission of this that we really believe you can make a difference in the world.
The next chapter with Charlie, right along. Come back next week, and we'll give you one more impact. Charlie's going to get real and personal here about what it's meant to him, this journey, this new chapter that he's discovered, right along with all of you, right here in Orange County's only community radio station.